Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Travis Haney joins us now. Talk Titans football. Hey, Travis, what in the world? Marcus Mariota limited today with a foot. What is that about?
Come on, man. We've been through this a few times.
Well, I was expecting, like, you know, blocking shoulder or something like that, not foot.
Right shoulder.
Exactly. Nothing to be worried about. Just another short week trying to get extra rest for some of these guys. Josh Klein, I think, was limited to. Jarrell Casey didn't practice. It was just a walkthrough today. So if we're still seeing some of these guys listed by Thursday, then you can really start to crank up the concern factor. But just how many short weeks have they had, right, in the last month and a half? So I think it's all about just some physical maintenance and making sure everybody's ready to go and they got to lift something, and so it becomes Marcus's foot.
I'm definitely going to be nervous till I hear something about Sharif Finch. That sure didn't look good when he was down on the field, and it looked like he was like Randy from A Christmas Story and he couldn't put his arm down.
It didn't. You know, it looked like one of those classic stingers, and very few times you see a cart come out for that. So anytime that vehicle's on the field, you just kind of hold your breath. So I'm glad it wasn't worse than it was, because, again, anytime you see that, you start thinking the worst almost. So he was in the locker room today, talked to the reporters. I wasn't there for open locker room today, but I believe he talked to our John Glennon from The Athletic and let all the guys know that he's going to try to play this week. So I'm not sure that that will happen, but the fact that he's even trying at this point, I think, is a good sign for him. And it's really just the nature of that position right now, that they're so thin. They finished the game with three outside linebackers, and Brian Arakpo isn't sure if he's going to be back this week, and now you have Finch on top of that. So a really good time for Kamalai Correa to come on the way that he did, venture back into relevance after a few weeks as a healthy scratch. I thought that was a big moment. And Derek Morgan, I thought, had his best game of the season by far. He was just very evident, very visible all afternoon, even from our seats in the press box. You could see 91 was pushing his way into the backfield pretty often. So good contributions from the guys who are out there, and you hope that you get the edge back as soon as you can.
Well, you mentioned injuries and obviously tough news that Logan Ryan broke himself yesterday with a broken fibula. He's done for the year. You've got Vaccaro and the protocol. And how do you see the next two games in this secondary looking?
It's a great question, Dawn. You know, I mean, I don't think that they're going to be able to really replace him very well. I don't know if it's on the level of losing Delanie Walker and what that meant to the offense, but Logan was
from a leadership standpoint, maybe, right? I mean,
sure, but even just from a tangible football sense, you know, just the fact that anytime there's a tough matchup with a tight end, or the way that he had corralled the middle of the field as a slot corner was just really impressive. My first season. Yeah. Seeing him just kind of be effective in all the ways that he had. Obviously, they're easily their best delayed blitz guy. Really good at disguising it. Really good at coming from the angles that you need on those delayed blitzes. So just a valuable player across the board. You mentioned the leadership quality as well. You hope you don't lose that, that he'll still be around from that aspect. But they're going to have to shuffle. It'll be mix and match. I don't think they're going to do one thing. I don't think one guy will fit into that role. I think you'll probably see Adoree Jackson slide in there some, and LaShawn Sims play on the outside. I think you'll probably see them mix in terms of how many DBs they play at a time, just depending on the down and distance. So it's one of those where Dean Pease has his work cut out for him, because there's really no easy solution. There's not the, oh, well, that guy fits into this, and then you just roll with it. They're going to have to be creative, and it's going to be matchup-based. Not necessarily as much this week, but, man, that Colts game, you're going to have to be so sharp because of how good their tight ends are and how accurate and precise Luck has been this season. So I think you don't want to look ahead. Obviously, they need the Washington game, but Logan Ryan, that's one you'd really miss against the Colts.
Vrabel said a couple of weeks ago, somebody asked him, how do you fix this offensive line's play? And he said, in effect, we'll fix it by running the ball better. We'll fix it in the run game. since he said that. They've run for 479 yards in the last 2 weeks, and Marcus has only been sacked once in each game. It's been interesting to see that, and they did it this week with Kelly, the backup, stepping in, Travis. But we wondered about this on the pregame show and during the week last week. Is a 100% Dennis Kelly better than, you know, we don't know how injured Jack Conklin, you know, actually is version of Jack Conklin. And we saw them play really well with Kelly, even though they had played, you know, well with both of them the week before.
Yeah, and I just think overall continuity, you know, the fact that they know this is who it's going to be. And I don't know. I'm like a lot of other people. I'm not really sure what the deal was with Jack Conklin, but I think we can all agree that he wasn't himself. And he struggled at times last year. I mean, I don't know that this is the level of drop-off that he's going to have moving forward, but something wasn't right. I don't know if they rushed him back. I don't know if he just didn't feel confident in it, but something, especially in pass protection, wasn't right. So something has clicked now that they've got that continuity to some extent. And I was thinking about this earlier today, and you don't really think about confidence and kind of the week-to-week momentum that you can get from an offensive line standpoint, right? You think about the guys who touch the ball would have a confidence thing, like Derrick Henry obviously has right now, or Mariota can have at times, or even receivers. But maybe it exists with the offensive line too. You know, I think everybody gets in this place, and Derek has been a big part of it, where they just get to the line of scrimmage and they feel like they're going to get pushed. They're going to do their jobs. They're going to seal in a certain way. And I think we've seen it spiral in the opposite direction. Houston was kind of one of those moments. The Baltimore game earlier in the season obviously was. So I think maybe confidence is more of a thing than we think about for linemen, because we're trained to just watch the football, and we feel like those are the guys who are going to ride high and low with their confidence level. But maybe it happens more than we think with the guys up front too.
Three-game win streak on the line. Washington, Tennessee, Saturday at 3:30. Travis Haney, get him on Twitter, at Trav Haney, and with The Athletic. Travis, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, see ya.
All right, Travis Haney, talking Titans football. If you would like to talk Titans football, anybody nervous about this game? Worried that people might be looking ahead?
Absolutely.
To the Colts?
I mean, all of our conversations were looking ahead at the playoff picture and the Colts.
And I am worried about
By the way, we have the Redskins first.
Yes, yeah. And I am worried about the defensive back situation in that Colts game. Yes. 100% worried about that.
What about this weekend?
I mean, Josh Johnson's ability to run the football, I think it is noteworthy and has my personal attention. And Adrian Peterson, you know, just keeps doing his thing.
Titans have had good luck against running backs.
They have. You know,
a couple of big ones the last 2 weeks, and some really, really good luck on third down as well. I had written this down.
8 for 42 in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. And
that's 19%. And you mentioned
5 for 28 in the last 2 weeks, even.
You mentioned those two running backs haven't even got to 40 yards. Neither one of them.
Leonard Fournette, Saquon Barkley. Yep. They held Barkley to his lowest combined point total, or yardage total. He didn't have any points. Yardage total of the season.
14 carries, 31 yards rushing for Barkley.
Yep.
And one of those carries was 17 yards.
Mm-hmm. So Giants as a team rushed for 47 yards.
Well,
that included that fake punt mess.
Gosh.
I mean, everybody watching that game was screaming at their television, turn around!
And guys were just running for all they were worth.
He just followed them down the field.
And when the punters, and he dropped the ball, and he dropped it out in front of himself and kind of grabbed it and then kept running.
Who was it, Sean Lendetta?
His slide was a thing of beauty. That cat, the turf was wet. That guy slid for like 12 yards.
615-737-1045 at 3HL1045 Ram Truck. It is absolutely beautiful. And